I want to share with you something that I studiously avoid. And it's because when we begin to touch it, there are so many different experiences and perceptions in this room. If we look at what our experience is, there are people in this room who have been in times of great pain, of great difficulty in their lives. And they have, with all depth and sincerity, prayed to Jesus for help and received that help. A powerful, a beautiful, a sacred experience. Very personal, very direct. There are people within this room who I know at points of great difficulty within their lives have asked for help from Krishna and been touched at depth. Very real, very powerful, and very meaningful. We're a fairly diverse group of characters. There are people, and this falls a little bit more in my own realm of experience, who in their reaching for that connection have touched incredible love. Love that you cannot explain or understand, but that powerfully transforms ourselves. And yet, it was not personal to a Jesus or Buddha or Krishna. But it was more real than what we are experiencing now. And there's another group of us that have, at times of challenge and deep heart desire, asked for that help, and nothing happened. Now, for some in that, nothing happened. What they found was that which was unfolding in their lives has continued to unfold. Kind of step by step along the way, they figured things out and they went forward and they began to see another step and grow and meet the things in their life. And some of them felt very blessed and supported in that. And there are those who, with every bit of depth of the love and sincerity in their hearts, prayed for that connection and experienced nothing. And that's painful. Now, in that experience, part of what you and I know is God is good,
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
And that includes that time, but it doesn't feel good. But the good that was there so often for that being was that beautiful presence in their soul saying, quit asking somebody else to fix you. Get about it yourself. Quit putting your faith in some group of people who think they have all the answers and are telling you how to live your life. Leave and go find your own answers. A great blessing. May you be spared it. But a blessing nonetheless. Very difficult to find that one's path doesn't work in the same experience and form for another. And it takes nothing away from the beautiful experience someone else had. Well, which are the right experiences? Is it Krishna? Or is it Jesus? Or is it just growing along? Or struggling? The answer is, yes, it is. It's all of that. These are people's real experiences. And each one is sacred and each one is valid. My understanding of what happens with Jesus, most beautiful, beautiful experience. An amazing presence. But my understanding of why that presence is there and responding is because he did the work. He chose to awaken to who he really was. Stepped in from the person that was called Jesus into a consciousness of his true being. Into that which we call the Christ. Jesus who became the Christ. And as such, he was able to connect into that infinite consciousness of wisdom, of presence, of power that he called the Father. And he could say, the Father and I are one. Now, if we look at Jesus, is that the Son of God? Of course he is. He's a spiritual being, child of the Most High, the one that went through that full awakening and show us our full potential. Of course he is. And so are you. That's why he was showing us who we really are as spiritual beings. And is Krishna divine incarnation? Of course he is. And so are you. No less divine. Maybe a little less aware. At least some of us. But what happens in these experiences isn't that there's somebody out there bailing us out. It's that that divine, that spiritual being that you are, that Christ presence within you, if we're here, now, if we're over here, okay, the Christ presence doesn't work real good. Okay, it's kind of a Christian-esque term, okay. So we recognize that when you're here, you talk about it as the Atman, the awareness of the true self that connects into the Brahman, the cosmic awareness. And no, there's not any difference, at least at the very limited perception I have, I'm able to figure out. And for every experience, what happens is that within says, yes, I am willing to awaken, and it's quite all right to get some help along the way, because that help is generously available through those forms and many, many, many others. I remember the experience that I had. I had a co-worker, Jane Waddington, Unity minister, co-minister with me in a church that I had. And we'd both kind of hit the point where things were going good, and good isn't quite enough. So we said, okay, we're ready for some more growth. Let's, we did that, and this, I'm not advising you to do this. But we did that, okay, God, next step of our growth. Within a month, she was in an ashram in India with Sai Baba, and I was at the Institute of Heart Math. Now, at the Institute of Heart Math, they don't speak a lot of Jesus. Unified field of consciousness, yes, but that's kind of how they taught. Okay, over at Sai Baba's ashram, it's really kind of Hinduish. Now, he's a universal teacher, but it's really Hinduish. Okay. So we both went through some fascinating journeys and learning, and we got back together and we said, what did you learn? And the only thing that we really learned was how to love a little more. That's what was there. That's what was being taught. That's what your Christ self is learning and teaching you. That beautiful wisdom within you. Now, there's always a challenge here because of these experiences. Okay, when I bring up Jesus, there's a few folks that go, oh, yes. And there's a few folks that go, oh, no. And there's a few folks that go, huh, am I in the right place? And we are all talking about the same thing. How wonderful. How wonderful that there have been these fantastic beings that have touched states of consciousness that they can continue with us and supporting us. What a joy and what a gift. And they are available if that is the way that your soul chooses to journey. And some of you don't get to do that. You gotta do it yourself this time. Okay, get in there, find it, take those steps, and transform what's right in front of you. Okay. But because we're really talking about experiences here, rather than all the stuff that goes around it, where folks tell you how you're supposed to think and believe and that they're right and they're the only one right and that sort of thing, which just shows you we're all a little confused. I want to touch on an experience. And many of you have, how many of you worked with the Course in Miracles? Let me ask. Okay, quite a few of you. Beautiful, beautiful work, great guidance. And those of you that worked with Course know that it purports to be from Jesus. Maybe it is. And I know there are many people here that have worked with the yoga practices out of the Panjali and out of the Gita. Beautiful. You know, ports to be from these great consciousnesses. Wonderful. So I want to go to a contemporary experience. Okay, now this was a delightful experience for me. I was keynoting a conference in Virginia. And fellow keynote speaker was Glenda Green. And we were both there speaking about the heart. So I got a chance to meet Glenda, and we got to sit down and have a meal and visit and explore some of what we'd been learning together. Now, her experience was a little bit different than mine. Okay. Glenda is an artist, very sensitive, very, very talented artist. And she had gotten the suggestion from some people, oh, you ought to do a portrait of Jesus. Right. You ever had those folks that think they know what you should do? Okay, so she understood it was one of those, so she kept putting it off, but it kind of kept coming back. And then she had a mystical experience in which within her mind was the entire picture in great detail. And she went, oh, maybe I should. Now, she had a problem. She came in and she, you know, was all paid. She had her paints and everything. She was all set to go. And so she focused in on the picture that she'd been given. It was very clearly in her mind. But when she'd move her attention from within to without, it was difficult to really recall that detail. So since it was Jesus' picture, and she was a little uncomfortable. She wasn't Catholic, and she thought this only happened to Catholic folks. So, but she went, okay, I'll do it. And so I'll ask, you know, if this is real, I'll ask Jesus to take care of it. So she opened her eyes, and he manifested in front of her. And continued to do so throughout her painting. At the end, he would dematerialize and not be there. The great thing was the conversations they had. Okay, for those of you, these things are captured in her book, Love Never Ends. And so I want to share with you a little bit about what he told her. And she says, starts, and this is Glenda sharing. She said, to Jesus, the heart is sacred, and most certainly it seems to be his haven. She goes on, then she quotes him as she remembers him speaking to her. The heart, which is your connecting link to God and the universe, integrates your own unique center of experience, awareness, and character with that which is beyond your comprehension. Integrate your own unique character with that which is beyond your comprehension, that higher consciousness that we're awakening to. He says, the heart is the timeless and indestructible source of all higher knowledge. Within the heart, the will of God and my own may be brought into harmony. The highest intelligence is love itself. The highest intelligence is love itself. For love alone holds the ultimate secrets and solutions of existence. Love alone holds the ultimate secrets and solutions of existence. Say it with me. Love alone holds the ultimate secrets and solutions of existence. Once again. Love alone holds the ultimate secrets and solutions of existence. He didn't say Jesus holds them. He didn't say Krishna holds them. If you go and you have an experience with Jesus, what are you going to experience?
Love.
If you have an experience with Krishna, what are you going to experience?
Love.
What is it that lets you take those steps to meet what's in front of your life?
Love.
What is it that finally takes a hold of us and says, I care enough about my life, I'm going to look in and get some answers?
Love.
That is the only thing that all of this is about. And if it is meaningful to you to connect in Jesus and finding that greater love, thank God. And if you want to do it through Hindu chants, thank God. If you want to sit there and be touched by the beautiful prayers as you light a menorah, thank God. But the only thing that we're doing is taking a hold and connecting with the love that you are. That's who you are. That's what you are. You are the Christ. You are the Buddha mind. You are the Atman. You are the love of the divine present here now. So, live it and share it and enjoy it. Bless you.